Welcome to Shom Achshav and Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lo Yinishma Asayam B'Yakov Shom, Lea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soita Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara in the Adam Udalak brings that the Loshon HaPsukim that says by Mashiach Melchomo is Shema Yisrael. He refers to Am Yisrael and says Shema Yisrael. Says the Gemara, why Shema Yisrael? Says the Gemara in the name of Shirin Bar Yochai, Omer LeMakash Baruch LeYisrael, Afil LeKiyamti LeKriyash V'Ashachis V'Harvis, Ein Aten Mitzorim B'Yodom. Even if you only said Kriya Shema, morning and evening, that is a schus for Am Yisrael not to lose the war. Many of the Mefarshim go in a similar way, that the idea of Kriya Shema is the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not only the fact that they have a schus of davening or of learning, but it's the Yichud Hashem in the world. Some bring here what the Gurariya says in Chumash, that when Yaakov Avinu saw Yosef after 22 years, Yaakov Avinu said Kriya Shema. Mefarshim asks, if at the time of Kriya Shema, why didn't Yosef say Kriya Shema? Says the Maharal, the reason why Yaakov said Kriya Shema is because he was in such simcha, in such happiness, he wanted to be miyachid, to bring that happiness and connect that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to take that highest level of happiness they got to and connect that to Hashem. That's what Shema Yisrael is all about. Shema Yisrael is Yichud Hashem, is connected to Hashem. The Shem Yishmuel adds, there's another aspect to it. Because when we do Yichud Hashem, we do Shema Yisrael, we do it be'ava, we do it be'simcha. And that represents the godless of Am Yisrael. That even when they're doing oil machu shamayim, they put themselves the yoke of covered shamayim, they don't do it as an oil, it's something which is bothering them. They're doing it be'ava or be'simcha. That's different than umas oilam. They know to be oivet Hashem only mir, they can't do it me'ava. What the Shem Yishmuel is alluding to is really brought down the Gro. The Gro says that in the word Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the first word is Shema. You have a big letter over there, the Ois Ayin. The last word is Echad. You have a big letter there, Ois Dalet. Ayin and Dalet together is Edus, Edus to Hashem. You remove the Ayin and Dalet, what you were left with? You left with a Shin and Mem in the first word, and you left with Aleph Chests in the last word. Together comes out to be the word esmach, Lashon Simcha. Because when we say Shema Yisrael, we have Yichud Hashem, we have the real Simcha, the real Ava connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that Yichud, that connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael together, gives Am Yisrael the victory, the win. And this is the Pashup Shat, what happens at Dachman Beis and with Beis. The Gemara says that Goliath came, and he was bothering Am Yisrael from doing Shema Yisrael. So the Ben Yoyod already points out, why is he bothering Am Yisrael? He just came and he was screaming. They killed still do Shema Yisrael. So the Ben Yada says he took away their Kavanah and Kriya Shema. According to what we just learned, the Pshat is that when a person does Shema, he doesn't have the right Kavanah of Yichud Hashem. He doesn't have the right Simcha, the right Avo. He's missing out on the whole point of the Kriya Shema, of the Yichud Hashem, Laman Shmoy Be'avo, that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives us the victory. It's not only the words of saying Shema, it's the meaning of saying Shema. Goliath used to come and bother Am Yisrael morning and evening when they said Shema, so they don't have the proper Kavanah, and they won't have the ability to use Shema Yisrael as their weapon. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.